Live on digital radio, colorfulradio.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
You are still tuned to the big one. As I promised you earlier on, that there was going to be an interview. Yeah, it's coming on. They are in. They are relaxing. So chill as well. We got Curtis in the house, in the building, in the studio, right here on Colorful Radio. And of course, we've got the main man too. And you know who the main man is, Mr. Michael Smith. So in less than no time, we're going to be talking to them. Brixton prepares to regenerate the love between young and old, old and new at this year's Love Your Local Market, which is a nationwide campaign that will see young and aspiring entrepreneurs work alongside Brixton's veteran traders as they celebrate Brixton's vibrant market culture. In so doing, we've got two gentlemen in the studio who we're going to be talking to soon. You are part and parcel of it too.
Colorful
Breakfast on Colorful Radio.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hi. Good morning.
That's Curtis, right?
Yeah, that's Curtis Green. Yeah, I'm closer now.
Is that Curtis?
This is Curtis Green, yeah.
Okay, and is that Mr. Michael Smith?
Hi, I'm Michael Smith.
Good. So where do we start from, Curtis?
Well, I'm Curtis Green, coming from Brixton. Yeah, and I'm the founder of Mousetrap London. It's a streetwear company and a sportswear company. And at the moment, we're selling online. We're advertising online. Everything is online. So we've recently had the opportunity to throw down with the LYLM festival on the weekend, thanks to Iola and Tree Shepherd, Lydia, yeah, for organizing it. So yeah, this weekend we're going to be selling in this festival, the LYLM festival, so everyone should come down and enjoy it.
And what's the meaning of the LY?
It's Love Your Local Market.
That's
a festival.
You got me on that one. Michael Smith.
Brixton
Bid.
Brixton Bid.
Yeah, what is it all about?
A bid, most areas in London now have what you call a bid, which is a business improvement district. Yeah, and so we have one in Brixton for businesses in Brixton. We have over 700 businesses that belong to the bid in Brixton. And one of the things that we wanted to do this year is to, with businesses and local traders, is to get involved in the local market and try and generate more footfall into the area.
So do you think the local Brixtonians or the Brixton people are happy?
If the market is happy, then Brixtonians are happy. Because the market is a lovely place. The market is a place to meet people, to dwell, to shop, to buy things fresh. You know, the markets were there before department stores and they'll be there after department stores. So markets are central to Brixton.
Yeah, but Brixton used to be Brixton, but not at the moment. There has been renovation, refurbishment. And where do we draw the line between gentrification and this refurbishment?
Let's put it this way. If, for me, gentrification is about improvement. And if you improve somebody's house and leave them in it, then that's fine. If you improve the house and you move them out of it, then that's not fine. Yeah, so for me, it's about if you're going to make the market better, if you're going to gentrify Brixton, but local traders are going to be able to remain in situ, then that's perfect.
So what's the ultimate drawer for us to come back to Brixton?
The ultimate drawer?
Yeah.
The vibe. Brixton is a vibe that you can't find anywhere else. You pay for that in Shoreditch. You run and hide for that in Clapham. You go to Croydon and you look for it everywhere and you can't find it. But as you walk into Brixton, you find that vibe, mate.
So you got this week-long festival going on?
We've got this week-long market festival going on, starting Friday, going through until Wednesday. And it's both for the indoor and outdoor markets. So it's for the markets on Electric Avenue, Brixton Station Road, as well as in Brixton Village.
And what are the activities planned on each day?
It's all about selling things. It's all about sales. So people like Curtis, I expect to make bumper sale from his goods in there. So we're, it's, you know, we're selling as much as possible. But what we're also doing, we're introducing some entertainment in the market, and a lot that is primarily about stimulating and encouraging people to dwell a bit longer and to spend a bit more money. Yeah.
It looks as if Curtis wants to dance. So let's play one music and then come back.
Colorful breakfast. Colorful radio.
You are still tuned to the Big One Colorful Radio as we broadcast live from the African Center across Birmingham and Manchester on your latest new digital audio broadcast. This is Version Wind Up, and that is the song that Curtis has chosen. Colorful Radio playing you Meaningless. Brixton Bait, your slogan is, we are talking business.
Yeah, it's all about business.
What sort of business are you talking about?
We have about 700 businesses who are members of the BID. Big businesses, small businesses, new businesses. And what we try and do for the levy that they pay to us is to provide them with additional services that they might need. So we provide training. We do some additional cleaning for them. We do a lot of networking sessions for them. You know, essentially, so we give them back something that they get, you know, that they pay us the levy for, yeah?
That's excellent. And what is in for the local people?
For local businesses, it's a way of having a strong voice, a voice that you can say to the local authority, this is what you need, this is what business need, a voice that represents businesses at all levels. So the small businessman who has got one or two workers, or the department store with 50 or more workers, you know, they're all represented and they all have a voice in the BID.
Curtis, so what's your business about?
My business is a clothing brand. It's called Mousetrap London.
Is it all about t-shirts and stuff?
It's all about every piece of sportswear and street fashion that you see the young people and some of the grown folks wearing at the moment. So yeah, everything down to sweatsuits, t-shirts, sweatshirts, crop tops for the females. You know, we're even going to introduce some back rucksacks to our collection. So, you know,
a young man like you, you could have been on the street doing whatever you want to do. How did you get into this?
I mean, the concept comes from actually trying to break out of a repetition of lifestyle. So that's where Mousetrap actually comes from. So it's literally about, you know, putting that initiative foot first and diving into something that may challenge you, but in the long run you deems to be something that will encourage your spirit. So that's the concept, and obviously it's a lifestyle brand, so I have to set an example for my brand.
And what are the sort of challenges you're facing, if any?
Well, the challenges that I was facing was a stage of, I want to say, complacency, where I don't feel like I was trying to thrive enough. You know, after leaving education, sometimes you get into a hole where you don't really want to do a 9-to-5, and at the same time you don't know what kind of career path you want to step into. So I took it on my head to indulge in business, and this is how it's been thus far. So
now you found your place.
Definitely.
So what do you tell the listener?
Told the listener to listen to their heart and wait for their inspiration to kick in and run with it, man. When it comes to you, just go with it and don't really ask too much questions. Just go with it and find your pace in it, or your place in it.
Mr. Michael.
Hi.
What else do you want us to know about Brixton Bait?
What I really want you to know about is the Love Your Market Festival, which is coming up, which is something that as a BID we have invested a lot of time in, because what we know that if the market in Brixton is vibrant, then everything else is going well, you know. So what we want to do is to bring a lot of people into the market over the 6 days, you know, and we want to give them the best opportunity and the best experience they can have of Brixton.
If you can explain this to me, before the whole renovations and stuff, there were loads of people stuck between the Iceland, the beginning of the entrance to the end. But these days, there are limited people.
Yeah,
I mean, stall holders.
It's getting back. It's getting back to what it used to be. It's not going to be as overcrowded. You know, one of the things the refurbishment work did was it made the space much bigger. So it looks like there are less traders in there. But what they're actually going to do, they're going to put more traders in there. So I would challenge you that if you come there this week and after that, you will see more traders. You won't see big empty spaces in there.
Well, this weekend I'm going to be coming, but you made mention of entertainment, but you couldn't really explain.
Oh, we've got steel pans, we've got flash mobs, we've got silent discos, we've got all kinds of things happening in those spaces.
Have you got Colorful Radio there?
Well, Colorful Radio, I mean, you're welcome to be there anytime, you know, so just tell me when and we'll make it happen.
Curtis. Have you got anything to say?
No, you should get Colorful Radio up there, Michael.
It's been nice talking to you, gentlemen. Yeah.
Colorful Breakfast on Colorful Radio.
Colorful Radio.